Only a political decision by North Korea's top leadership can now prevent what will be the country's seventh nuclear test from taking place, its first since 2017. That's according to South Korea's Foreign Minister Jin Park, following talks with U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, who added that preparations for the test were complete. If the North goes ahead, it would pay a price, Park said, though he didn't specify what consequences there would be aside from sanctions. But Blinken said that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan would adjust their military postures in response. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said this week that North Korea has assembled up to 20 nuclear warheads. The North previously launched 18 rounds of missiles this year.